Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray. Tim, good morning.
Always good to be with you.
And kind of a quiet time, I guess, for athletics early summer.
It's quiet in the evenings compared to what it normally is during the school year, but during the day we're as loud as ever.
I guess so. Well, I know in the last few days you guys, as with every other athletic department in the country, you probably had a lot of discussions about the situation at Baylor. So what was your take on what happened down there?
Well, first of all, very tragic. For everyone involved, for the victims, certainly for the administration involved, because I don't think that there's anyone that condones or agrees with that type of behavior that is a reasonable thinking person. But I also think that sometimes, and this isn't to justify anything that happened because I wasn't there and I shouldn't, but I think any time you have a chance to look at your own policies and procedures and protocols and do a little bit of an inventory, hey, is there a communication or a procedural gap here that it could happen on this campus or any other campus? And I know from even a system-wide perspective, over the last week to 10 days, we've taken a very proactive approach at looking at our student-athlete handbook and our policies and procedures and making sure that we as both an institution and an athletic program, because we are one and the same, we're not independent, that it's an opportunity to improve and get better.
So you've actually, because of that, you've gone back and looked at your procedures just to see if there's anything else we need to do?
Absolutely. Both from our own initiative within the protocols of our Student Athlete Success Unit and also at the request of the Texas A&M system. I think it's been a good process to just make sure we've got some healthy checks and balances in place.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about Lone Star Conference. We haven't talked about that for a while, but the conference really has sort of been remade here, and you've got some new members coming in, and we're going to start to see some of those schools and teams this fall.
Yeah, and I really like what's happening on July 28th. We're having, instead of just doing a teleconference or a video conference, we're bringing all the Lone Star Conference head coaches, I think most of the ADs, a couple of student athletes, and we're doing a true media day in the Midland-Odessa area, because UT Permian Basin, in their first year in the league, they've offered to host, and they've already sold, according to their numbers and their athletic director, they've already sold close to 6,000 season tickets. So one, that's a benchmark for us to try to catch up to, certainly. And two, anytime you've got an active media market in Midland-Odessa that would come out, give the Lone Star Conference coverage, it's probably worth getting our program there. So Coach Carthel, myself, our Director of Communications, Kevin Young, and two of our student-athletes from the football program will travel that day to Midland-Odessa for a day of kind of football celebration promoting the Lone Star. You mentioned the other two. Western New Mexico comes into the league, so that's not a chip shot from Commerce. But we have made some adjustments to our travel budget accordingly, and then also with Oklahoma Panhandle State coming in. So three new teams coming in, that puts us at a complement of 10. So we have 9 conference games, 2 non-league games, and no more Lone Star Conference playoffs, which there's a lot of excitement about that.
I think everybody will
yes,
be happy to hear that.
Everybody's excited about that.
We're talking with A&M Commerce Athletic Director Dr. Tim McMurray and UT Permian Basin. This is the first time they've had football?
First time they've had football.
So there's a lot of
excitement.
A lot of excitement over that.
Yeah, and in Midland-Odessa, you've got numbers. There's not pro sports there outside of minor league baseball, mm-hmm, really to compete with. So I think they've got a great opportunity to build a fan base. Now they've as a first-year program, I think, we've got a great opportunity to go in there and notch a victory, hopefully, but certainly it'll be interesting to watch that grow.
Now, you've been working on a strategic plan.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to be hearing more and more about this as the days go forward.
Very pleased with that process. So back in January, February, I approached some of our senior staff and then approached some of our head coaches. Our mission statement is to provide that best-in-class experience for student-athletes. And best-in-class means a little bit different in every sport. But best-in-class means you're still aspiring to provide the best possible opportunities. That's what it is, and we've agreed on that.
What are some things that fans, people who come to games, would be interested in particular and would be obvious to them as we go forward over the next few years?
This fall coming up, we're really focused on the fan experience of football. I've said it many, many times that we have a unique thing inside the gates of our football stadium. We have land and real estate. But our concourse looks like a hospital waiting room. It's just white walls. You're going to see a lot more branding. You're going to know that you're in the A&M Commerce Lions football stadium. We're going to have, you know, some, we're going to have some pride pillars, as I call them. We're going to respect the past, honor the past, and look boldly toward the future.
Tim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And it's Tim McMurray, the A&M Commerce Athletic Director, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.